Coming in, I really didn't know the situation until I went in at halftime and they said, all right, this is what we're going to do. So,
Where did you start to get a little more comfortable? I'm not saying that you weren't when you went in, but you started to get a little more comfortable. Where did that start?
I felt really comfortable throughout the whole game. There wasn't like a span where I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. I felt good when I went in, just, you know, we needed to get things going. And the win was a team win. I thought everybody did a great job. Defense created a lot of turnovers. Thought O did a good job protecting the ball and getting the ball in the end zone after the turnovers, and you know, special teams was good, so I felt comfortable.
The Selleck touchdown really had to make you a little more comfortable. I mean, the way that play, explain that play a little bit.
It was just sort of like a naked out of there and trying to get the defense to flow one way and try to slip Brent underneath the other way. And they had a man right on him, but credit to Brent to go up and get that ball and be an athlete, and he's a great tight end. He did a great job.
Take any credit for the
throw. Hey, I'm going to put in his error. He made the play. And, you know, the guys up front, if y'all see on film, there's no one near me. So when you get that time, it really, you know, really helps a lot. So
these past few weeks, how many reps have you been getting in practice? And how have you been able to stay comfortable?
Just in practice, you know, I might get a few, whatever it is. You know, if it's going with the team reps, or if it's doing scout, or if it's doing reps on the other field to get the throws. It's not a number. It's just you always try to get the mental reps when you're not in. I think that's the key is, whenever Mike's in there, I'm right behind him, and I'm looking to see what he's seeing, and then I try to train my mind, and then when I can, I get my extra throws to fill those throws. So can't give you a number on that.
I know you keep saying it's one play at a time, but how do you keep your mind from going ahead and saying, you know, I got a little bit of a roll going here, it felt good today, I sure would like to continue this?
I think just playing this game a long time, you're humbled when you play it. And we're fortunate to do what we do, so it's very humbling. You know, first thing I did was say a prayer and just say thank you, God, for letting me be out there, giving me the strength to go out there. So my faith has carried me through, and that's what's kept me strong.
Jacob says he doesn't really change anything when you come in. He doesn't ease anything in the playbook. Does that make it easier for him when you have to jump in like this?
Yeah, sure. I think that if we're running the offense that we're used to running, it makes it a lot easier. It makes it easier on the guys that we don't have to switch anything, that we can run it. So they felt comfortable, and I felt like the guys did a great job.
So when it went from 19-7, you guys, to 21-19 then, what's going on in your mind at that point?
You know, those are the games when situations like that, you really just got to calm yourself and just, like I said, one play at a time. You know that if you keep building on those one plays, you're going to bust one. You're going to get some momentum. The team's going to feed off it. Like the defense created turnovers. We got the ball in the end zone. The team feeds off that. So you really keep going. You know that one, you got to take the lead back, and you got to keep, going. It's as simple as that.
Two more guys.
What's the key for you, Nick, to get in a position where you finally have the reins of a team full time?
I'm not even thinking that way. First thing I happened when Mike got hurt is I prayed for him. You know, give him strength, God. And, my job was to go in there. You know, Mike was hurt, and get a win. And I had a great team around me to really help me do that. So, I'm excited to go on the bus and, be with the team. And I don't think that way, so I can't really answer it.
What's your approach going into this weekend?
Like I always do, get better each other every day. Study the film because there's some things I missed that, I got to get better at. And just try to get better. You know, we get an opportunity to go back out there again, get in the weight room, get the soreness out, because I actually got hit a little bit a few times, so I'll be probably a little sore. And, we're going to enjoy it today, but move forward and just get better each and every day, and it calculates up.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank y'all.